We bring the newsmakers to you here on the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Pendleton School District Superintendent Kevin Headings, and my conversation with him begins right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, rodeo fans!
Join us on Saturday, September 7th to kick off the 114th world-famous Pendleton Roundup for a don't-want-to-miss kickoff concert featuring country music icon Clay Walker and special guest Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Pendleton Roundup. Letter Buck!
Talk to me, baby. Tell me.
90s hitmaker Clay Walker and Grammy-winning artist Eddie Montgomery will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Tickets are on sale now at PendletonRoundup.com. Clay Walker and special guest Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Pendleton Roundup in the famous Happy Canyon Arena. You won't want to miss it. Get your tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com. Letter Buck and
on with the show.
Presented by Vegetation Solutions.
A Pendleton original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. Presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. My guest this morning is Kevin Headings. He is the superintendent for the Pendleton School District. And Kevin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dan. And it's a great day to be a buckaroo.
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the upcoming, I guess, changes that are going to be taking place for graduation.
Yeah, well, let's just let's lead right off the bat with that one right there. First of all, we had a really successful graduation this past year, June 1st, on a Saturday. We graduated 189 seniors. The senior class had 2.5 million worth in scholarships given to them by different community members, different community organizations, statewide, federal. That's one thing about our community, very generous and supportive of our schools. And I appreciate it. The schools appreciate it. I know our families, our students. So it's a way to wrap up the year where we had a successful year again, and it was good to wrap up the year with graduation. Now, with that said, the Pendleton High School graduation has traditionally been on the first Saturday after Memorial Day, and that's going to change next year. The reason it's going to change, the OSAA, the Oregon Schools Athletic Association, has changed the dates and their calendar for the state championships. The track state championship now is going to be on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, after Memorial Day. The baseball playoffs are already on those Saturdays every year. In fact, this past year, we had our softball girls miss graduation because they were winning the 4A state championship. Congratulations, Bucks. Anyway, so we had five seniors who missed graduation. The year before, last year, it was our baseball team. Our baseball team played for the 4A state championship. We had 11 seniors that missed. It was less than that. I think it was nine seniors who missed graduation. So now with the addition of track and with our baseball and softball teams looking forward to next year, and I should say the calendar has changed for baseball and softball next year as well. So now the state championships will be off that weekend, but it'll be the state quarterfinals, which makes it even more likely that our baseball and softball teams we'll have seniors miss graduation if we keep it on the first Saturday after Memorial Day. Next year, all three teams look to be very strong, actually stronger than this year. That includes our girls softball team. They're only graduating five seniors. And they really have a good core coming back. So we're anticipating anywhere from 37 to 42 seniors who will be gone on that weekend, either at the state track championships or for the baseball and softball quarterfinals. So, you know, in good conscience, as the superintendent of the district, I can't do that. We can't have 37 families gone for graduation. That's one of the, you know, that's the pinnacle of a student's career. And really for families, school career, I guess you would say, is that graduation. It's a great event. And so we're looking to move graduation. What we did, we communicated with our parents in the high school. We told them the situation. We sent out a remind message, the high school staff did. In fact, we sent notification home with students to give their parents a heads up that they're going to get a survey via remind. And in that survey, again, it explains the situation, why we need to move it, and it gives four different dates scattered among the 2 weeks before that weekend and then after that weekend. The survey's been out for just over a week. It'll close this Friday, so it'll be out for a total of 2 weeks. We already have, at last check, we had 88% of those surveyed respond. And one of the dates is doing really well. There's a distant second, and then there's two other dates that are a very distant third and fourth. I'm not going to say what that is right now, but when we look at the survey, I'll work with the high school admin team just to verify that. I'll work with my school board executive team or board chair really to finalize it. And then that date has to be approved by our school board because it's a calendar item. And so the board ultimately approves the calendar. So we'd have to make a change to the calendar. That then will be, that's on July 8th, regular board meeting. And then that week we'll communicate out, you know, via media, social media, remind the parents, all our different ways of communications. We'll communicate the new date. We're trying to get a date that is the least disruptive because it's not just the graduation on that Saturday. The week before, starting on that Tuesday, we have all kinds of different graduation events. You know, we have our baccalaureate. We have our scholarship night for our high school. Nick Yahweh has their graduation on that Friday. Our Hawthorne graduates have that graduation on a Wednesday. So if we were to have that date during the week, a graduation date in the evening, we'd have to change a bunch of different events. So trying to get the least disruptive that still allows our students and families to attend graduation while also competing at the state level in track, baseball, and softball.
Yeah, and let's talk about sports for a moment. It was a very exciting year for the Buckaroos. And, you know, just, I guess, wrap it up for us, Kevin, as far as how everything ended for this school year.
Yeah, I'm very excited, very proud of our spring athletics. You know, our golf, tennis, baseball, softball, track, boys and girls track, they all competed at high levels. Our tennis teams had a couple state competitors and go to the state and compete. Our golf, both boys and girls, were competitive all year. Baseball, you know, baseball, it was supposed to be a rebuild. I think we graduated nine seniors. I think eight of the nine, maybe all nine, were starters on the baseball team. And two of those players, one is actually playing Division I baseball for Santa Clara University. And then another one was recruited by Oregon State and is currently pitching for Lynn Benton. He might have a bright future with Oregon State. I'm hoping. Go Beavs. Anyway, they were a very talented team. So this year was supposed to be a rebuild, and it was. We had young players, but they ended up really succeeding expectations. They ended up being, I think, ranked in the top five at one point in state. They went into playoffs, won the first round in Pendleton, and then they had to go to Marist, who I believe was the second-ranked team in state, and they lost at Marist in the second round of state playoffs. But we're looking forward to that baseball team next year. They have almost everyone coming back. They have a good pitching staff, two really good pitchers coming back. So they have a bright future. Our softball team, I mean, it's well known. They won the 4A state championship this year, and they're a young team as well. We knew going in that they were going to be a really good hitting team. We weren't sure about pitching. But pitching came through. They shut down some really good hitting teams. And so they're coming back. We look forward to that next year. And then, of course, track. Our boys track team, again, competed for a state championship. They were state runner-up last year. This year they got third at state, and they have a lot of tracksters coming back, runners and field events. And then our girls, too, competed very well. Had some girl athletes go to state. So really a great spring sports season again for Pendleton High School. And we look forward to next year. It's fun to watch our teams compete in the spring and do well. You know, I've never been a real big softball fan until coming to Pendleton. Watching softball is just, I wonder how well I could hit. I played baseball in college, small college and high school, and I kind of fancied myself as a good hitter, but I wonder what I would be able to do if I actually stepped in the box against our Lady Bucks as they're pitching to me. It would be an interesting experience.
Well, you better be careful there, Kevin. You may be asked to somehow participate on the field. That's next year, so you know, you'll just have to wait and see. Let us know how that goes.
The challenge will be accepted.
Right. Well, we're going to take our first break, come back, continue the conversation. I'm talking this morning with Pendleton School District Superintendent Kevin Headings. More to come.
What destination is on your bucket list? The Walla Walla Regional Airport can get you there with 101 one-stop destinations through Seattle. Is salmon fishing in Alaska reeling you in? Or experiencing a professional rodeo at the Calgary Stampede? Check out your bucket list destinations on alaskaair.com and be sure to enter ALW to start your trip from your home airport where you always have free parking. Book your tickets today and fly Walla Walla.
Public Works for the City of Pendleton could complete six projects in this construction season. These projects include storm drainage system upgrades on Northwest 7th and Northwest 12th, as well as water main replacements on portions of South Main Street and Northwest Despay. Street projects will focus on slurry sealing asphalt and the reconstruction of seven blocks of Northwest Despay. Scheduling for these projects will depend on time, budget, and staffing levels. Go to PendletonProjects.com for more information.
Join Team Wild every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wild Horse Resort and Casino will have a walk-in career event. Come meet the friendly team members for on-the-spot interviews. Wild Horse Resort and Casino has more benefits, including group health, vision, and dental, 10 paid holidays, paid birthday, vacation, and sick leave, employer 7% 401k match, education reimbursement, free meal on shift, and more. So come visit Human Resources on Wednesday for on-the-spot interviews and possible job offers. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Live and local, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. Presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Back this morning with my guest, Kevin Headings, Superintendent, Pendleton School District. Kevin, I wanted to get into some of the items on the most recent board meeting, and I know one of the items that was discussed was enrollment.
Yeah, every regular board meeting, I have an enrollment report. And, you know, there's not a lot of big changes to our enrollment. You know, it's generally been a consistent decline in Pendleton. We did have a couple months just recently, I think it was April and May, where we saw an increase in our enrollment from month to month to month. And that's the first time that's happened. I apologize. It's the second time it happened in the last 5-year span. The only other time was during COVID when we had students online. We did have a couple months there that showed increase. A positive coming from last night is we were ending the year with more students than we ended last year. And if you, again, you look at a 5-year window, this is the first time in 3 years that we're able to end the year with more students than we began. So we keep a really good eye on enrollment. You know, it really affects our budget. We have to be very careful with our budget, knowing that generally our enrollment is declining. We did see a decline, I should say, from May to June, which is typical, you know, at the end. Just like I said, in the last 5 years, we've seen a decline from May to June every year. And that's for several reasons. We have mostly from our high school, students graduate early, and so they're done. We have students who just don't come back. You know, their 10-day dropped. We had a significant number of those. And our high school admin, our high school counseling staff does a really good job. They work hard at trying to recapture these 10-day drops. And what I mean by a 10-day drop is the state says that if a student isn't in school for 10 successive days, then we drop them from our enrollment. So it's a 10-day drop. We generally looking at enrollment, there are a few positives in there. Nothing really to hang our hats on yet to say, you know, we're sustaining enrollment or our enrollment's going to improve. I've said it 100 times on this show. I've said it to our board, to our admin team. I am hopeful with the things happening in Pendleton, with our increased childcare opportunities and with our increased housing opportunities. You know, we have around 4,000 employees who work in Pendleton but live outside of Pendleton, so their children go to other school districts. Well, with the increase of childcare opportunities and then the, also the increase of housing units, I'm hopeful and we're hopeful that we will see an increase in Pendleton City's population, which would then in turn increase our enrollment. So we're hopeful. We see a few good positive data points, but really nothing to hang our hats on yet.
And then talk about also the charter agreement.
Yeah, so last night the board adopted the charter agreement, the charter contract between Pendleton School District and Nick Yahweh Charter School. And this is just a formality. It's a five-year agreement. We had a previous agreement for 5 years. The one thing that I want to highlight with this agreement, I'm really pleased with our relationship with Nick Yahweh and CTUIR overall. Previous superintendent, I believe it was John Peterson, 10, 15 years ago, really made an effort to partner up with Nick Yahweh and reach out and work together. And we do a lot of things together. We co-opt some of our sports. We have Nick Yahweh athletes on our track team, our baseball team, our football team. They do things for us. We have Title VI liaisons in our buildings that help with attendance, TAP attendance. We have some things through the tribe that we're able to increase our attendance with in our elementary schools. We also have tribal language in our elementary schools. We have two employees that are helped funded by the tribe that come in and teach all of our kids tribal language, which is really interesting. So we're really proud of this charter agreement, but truly it is a formality that most of the agreement follows Oregon Revised Statute Chapter 338, which deals with public schools, public school charters and public schools. So we're excited about it. We hope to continue and look forward to continuing our working relationship with Nick Yahweh.
And then human resources, how do things look for next school year?
Yeah, we are in a time right now when we have, knock on wood, everybody hired, especially in our certified staff going forward. We have interviews today for some classified staff positions. Once these interviews take place and we're able to hire, we'll have all of our positions filled. That's very rare in a school district our size, whether it's during the summer or whether it's in December or January. What this tells us, typically in a school or a school district, you'll have employees leave, I would say last minute, late in the year, either June or even in July. Just because of circumstances, they don't know, maybe their spouse gets a job somewhere else, or maybe they get an opportunity to go somewhere else that they're really hoping for. Well, that happens in every district, doesn't matter the size, but one of the ramifications of that is it's really hard to hire this late in the year. Most of the candidates, most of the educational employees have already been hired. The hiring season is generally February, March, April, especially for certified teachers and classified staff, and even administrators, principals. Well, I say that because we had a couple of late openings in June, and we got some really good applicants, some very experienced applicants who I think when they see the Pendleton brand and the Pendleton name, they get pretty excited. Pendleton School District is a place, generally speaking, where teachers and staff wanna be, where they wanna live in the community. And we got some really good candidates. We made some really good hires. We're pretty excited about our staff going forward, both our teaching staff and our classified staff. And then I'm really excited about our admin team, our principals. We made some really good principal hires this year. I've appointed principals into different buildings and appointed an HR director, Kevin Denning, who is the principal at Washington. He's going to be at the district office next year in the role of HR director. We're going to have a really good administrative team going forward.
All right, sounds good. We're going to take another quick break, come back, and wrap things up this morning after this.
Miss a KUMA coffee hour? Download the podcast. Go to elkhornmediagroup.com. Live and local, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
At Mackay Creek Estates, they know that the best food comes from the heart. Their dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by their talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. They use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals their residents love. It's one more way they help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Did you know the City of Pendleton Transportation Program offers two deviated fixed bus routes, demand response services with daily van and taxi tickets, and transportation options for students at Pendleton High School and BMCC? To learn more about these transit programs, schedules, maps, phone apps, and riders' rights and responsibilities, go to the City of Pendleton website and click on the Departments tab to find the link for the transit page. Also, check them out on Facebook at Pendleton Transit.
If you don't see it on the floor, just ask one of the experienced staff at Zimmerman & Company True Value. Here's Jimmy to tell you more.
If you don't see it, there are a lot of products that we don't have out on the floor. We have toilets, we have hot water heaters, we have a tremendous selection of furnace filters and HVAC filters. We'll cover anything and everything you need for your swamp cooler. So if you don't see it on the floor, please ask.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street in Pendleton for over 85 years.
Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Again, joining me this morning is Kevin Heading, Superintendent, Pendleton School District. And Kevin, I can't let you go this morning without talking about the budget, and I know that there is some news regarding that to talk about this morning.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased with our budget. You know, this is another, I would say, a Pendleton school district staple. I say that because I've been in the area for now 19 years. So, you know, we hear about Pendleton. I keep my eye on Pendleton for those 19 years. And Pendleton has done a really good job, and I would say it's our director of business finance, Michelle Jones. We take kind of the fiscally conservative approach. Kind of stumbling around on my words here, but all that to say, we're in a really good position with our budget. Last night, the budget was adopted by the board. We had our budget hearing and went through the whole budget process this spring. It was approved by our budget committee in May and then adopted last night by our board. So it's officially in standing in our school district for the next year. What's exciting about our budget, it may seem kind of boring, but we really didn't have to do anything significant as far as cutting staff or cutting programs. If you've heard anything around state news, you know that a lot of school districts are in kind of a budget crunch right now because our ESSER funds, you know, our COVID money basically is gone. It spent up this September. And so you hear about Newburgh School District, Silver Falls District in Silverton, various districts even in Washington who are having to make significant cuts, or they've had significant shortfalls because of this, and they just didn't really budget their money. They didn't keep their eye on it for whatever reason. But we're in a spot right now where we have a fairly healthy budget. We have everybody hired, every position. We're able to maintain our programs, maintain our staffing levels, even with even with the COVID money being gone. So I really had nothing to do with this, but previous, you know, superintendent along with business manager has done a really good job with the cabinet and admin team of really keeping our eye on the budget and making sure we have the money ahead to fill in when the COVID money is gone. And that's what we have right now. So we're pretty happy about our budget. Going forward, we don't anticipate shortfalls really at all. There may come a time, you know, in the next year, two, three, 4 years, where we may have to make cuts. One thing about budget and finance, school budget and finance in Oregon, is how we're funded. And so that's where a lot of that comes from, is depending on how we're funded, what kind of fundings we get from the state. I know they're working on a new formula now for the state school fund to fund schools and districts. And really, depending on how that falls out, will have an effect on districts across the state and how we use our budgets going forward. The only other thing I mentioned too that we need to keep our eye on is our enrollment. You know, enrollment has direct correlation with the school's budget. When we have increased enrollment, we get increased revenue from the state. When we have a decrease in enrollment, we also get a decrease in revenue. So those are the two main things, state funding and then student enrollment that we need to keep our eye on.
Well, I hope things continue to move in a positive direction. You mentioned in the last segment, you know, how with childcare and, you know, 4 years ago, you know, hearing about the need of housing, and we're so much further along than we were just, you know, 3-4 years ago with housing, and it has and is making a difference here in Pendleton. And I was just going to ask, Kevin, you know, you mentioned the Pendleton brand and, you know, some of these new candidates that are wanting and have chosen to apply here and they, you know, want to work here. I imagine, and I don't know if you know this for certain or not, but when you talk to these candidates, you know, I would think, hey, I want to come someplace where I can, you know, live, work, grow, but also where I want to, where my employer is in good financial standing. And as you mentioned, yep. You know, that part of that is the Pendleton brand. And yeah, I can't think of in recent history where somebody said, ooh, Pendleton School District's hurting, you know, and that kind of thing. I think that's a proud testament to your staff and the administration that, yeah, you are fiscally responsible.
Yeah, and one thing we do in line with staff right now that I think makes Pendleton so attractive to incoming teachers, especially, is our ability to support them through professional development, new curriculum training, mentorship program, and we have money focused on that through the budget. So that's one part of our brand, you know, identifying and recruiting high-level staff, pursuit of instructional excellence. When research shows all over the board, when a teacher feels like they're supported and they're doing a good job, they want to stay where they are. One of the reasons teachers leave is because they don't feel supported by administration or they don't feel like they're doing a very good job. And so they want to find that place where they feel comfortable. That's one thing Pendleton does, is we help support our teachers at very high levels.
I have about a minute left. Very quickly, sum up the end of year reports that were made last night.
Yeah, so over the last month, our schools have come before the board, our principals, and they have site action plans that they develop at the beginning of the year. And these site action plans have their school goals. And our two big goals in Pendleton are the pursuit of instructional excellence, which is high-level instruction, student engagement, and rigor. And the second goal is supporting our students, being responsive to the needs of all of our students. And it's, you know, our highly skilled students, our students who still need to acquire skills, behavior, all that type of thing. Anyway, they came and presented their goals. We had three schools come last night, Washington, Mackay, and Sherwood, and the principals did an excellent job. Our data is really showing good gains, especially in elementary reading, grades 1-5 from the fall to this year. So the board heard really good reports with our pursuit of instructional excellence, and then also what the schools are doing and the data they had to show how they're being responsive to the needs of all of their students in their schools. So,
all right. Well, I appreciate the time and appreciate all the reports and the feedback. And again, my guest, Superintendent of Pendleton School District, Kevin Headings, my guest. Kevin, thanks again. And that's going to do it for this edition.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.